We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Senior writer for Sports Illustrated and friend of the show, Pat Forty. You can find him on Twitter, X, whichever you call it, at @ByPatForty. Pat, I saw you tweet the other day, and it's so funny because we've been talking about this the entire week. There are 5,000 people walking the streets of Atlanta in cowboy hats and boots. Is this for the Beyonce concert, or is this for Arch Manning in Texas Media Days? Did you ever think the SEC Media Days would rival Beyonce concert?
No, and I underestimated. It's probably 25,000 hats and boots out there. It's quite a revelation, really, to come to town and see it all. But you know, I mean, Atlanta embraces college football, obviously, and it's exciting to have the SEC here and to be at the Hall of Fame, especially. And yeah, we're going to get to hear from Arch Manning today. We'll get the prodigy himself in front of us and get Texas here and get Georgia, and things are going to crank up a little more today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a long cry from Hoover and the guy with the ring, the Alabama ring on top of his head right there in the lobby of the Winfrey. Pat, yeah, Brian Kelly was here yesterday, and he kind of put him – I think most people have already been talking about it, but he kind of put himself on the proverbial hot seat with some of his stuff, and really put a lot of emphasis on that first game against Clemson. One that he hasn't won the first game since going to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been an LSU problem. They've lost their last five openers. Now, good for them for scheduling a hard opener, but you got to win some of them. And he was really mad last year after they lost to USC. That was the pounding on the table press conference. I was at that game, and I think then it was like he was starting to get the urgency of we need to get off to a good start here, and he did. I mean, he said it. He said we gotta totally reframe how we look at the opener, and they not only have to have a good opener, they got to follow through after that. You know, LSU would expect to be in a 12-team playoff more often than not, I would guess, whether that's completely realistic or not. But year two here with the returning quarterback and some pretty good talent around him, I think that the expectations are to win 10 games and go to the playoff.
I want to continue on the Arch Manning train here. Pat, you've covered a lot of different players over the course of college football history here. Is there a player that you can recall that kind of entered a season with the amount of pressure Arch enters the season with without really having shown much?
Probably not, because of that, exactly what you said is, you know, he's played a little bit, and he's played well when he's played, but this is a whole different deal. And the name, obviously.
Yeah.
But also Texas and what's expected out of Texas this year. And for a guy who has started two college games to walk and say, yeah, we're going to start the preseason number one. You're the favorite to win the national championship. Yeah. It's a lot. But, you know, they Arch Manning's career, as it were, has been so carefully managed to this point. He's been raised by a very football-savvy family and a marketing savvy. You know, they have kind of kept him in a cocoon to this point. He has not been rushed into playing at Texas. He redshirted. He played a little bit as a backup. Year three, this is a guy who's supposed to be smart beyond his years. You rip the training wheels off, and you send him out there and say, let's go win a title.
Longtime college football writer Pat Forty joining us. With Texas, this is a program that is kind of gotten over its skis at times, and they kind of overvalued their worth for a while. The Longhorn Network was at Albatross, and we were talking about this earlier. Sarkisian's been in the playoff, 2 years in a row now? But they haven't won. They're not going to get through this year and say we had Arch Manning and we didn't win. You know, you've taken us as far as you can. They're not going – because they've done that in the past. They're not going to do that, right?
Yeah, no, I it's a good point. I was talking to some guys last night, and I think this is kind of that tipping point season for Sark where he's done a great job rebuilding the program, recruited fantastically, developed players – gotten so much better on the lines than they were, but this year now it's not just make the playoff. Now I think it's make the championship game, and if you don't make the championship game, the national championship game, then might be a little bit. You know, we were hoping for more. It's not, you know, fire Sark, but I think that the perception around him would go a little bit from, you know, golden boy to is he really going to get it done?
Yeah.
I want to go down that path a little bit about the playoffs because there seems to be a lot of back and forth about what that format should take or how it should really shape and form. What do you kind of see happening in the future?
Well, I wrote yesterday, I don't think it would be the worst thing in the world to stay at 12 if they can't agree otherwise, but I expect them to expand because they can and because they can make more money. And so 14, 16, probably 16. Obviously the interesting push and pull, the tension there is, you know, the multiple automatic bids that the Big Ten has favored, and the SEC looked like they were along for the ride with that. And then things changed in Destin at SEC spring meetings, and the coaches basically said, let's do it 5 plus 11, 5 automatic bids, 11 at-large bids. We'll get our bids. We're good enough. And I think they're right, and I would much prefer to see that than – guaranteeing bids before the season starts for X number for a league. You know, that goes against competition, and there's no other NCAA championships that work that way. Nobody gets, other than a conference champion in the basketball tournament, is guaranteed of a bid. So I hope we get to 5-11. That would be my preferred method, or just stay at 12, but I think we're going to 16, and then we'll see how the bids shake out. But there's going to be considerably more debate and discussion about that. I'll be at Big Ten Media Days next week, and we'll see what Tony Petitti, who tends to hide, we'll see what he says when he finally comes out.
Well, Sankey likes talking. I think he talked for an hour yesterday. Real quick on that, please, please tell me that we're not going to expand the NCAA basketball tournament. And I know Sankey touched on that. I just think that's a horrific idea.
It is. It is a horrific idea. There's no good reason. Nobody wants it, and I still think it's probably likely that they will. They tabled the vote last week when everybody was sure it was going to happen, but there was a lot of blowback last week against it, and so I think they at least backed off of that. I still think they'll probably get there. What they really want to do is go to 76 and add 8 more teams, another first four or 2 more first fours, which nobody watches the first four anyway, right?
Yeah.
So. I think we may end up there. I think it'd be a terrible decision. I think that would be another indictment of the leadership of college sports, but I would not be shocked if we're there.
We figured all along Arch Manning would be coming here and chatting. We weren't sure about Gunnar Stockton. And Georgia announced that they were going to bring him. A lot of people viewed that as a message or a significant step for this team. Arch Manning at Texas needs to play well. He needs to lift the talent around him at Texas. How do you view what Georgia needs Gunnar Stockton to do this year? Is it a situation where he can be good, not great, and this is still a team that can win? Or like Arch Manning, does he have to play at a level that is lifting the guys around him?
No, I think the former of the two options there is that, yes, he just play well. You don't have to be a superstar. You don't probably have to throw it 35, 40 times a game. You know, last year Georgia was such an anomaly where they couldn't run the ball, and so you've got Carson Beck throwing it 45 times, and it just was not the way Kirby Smart wants to play.
Yeah.
It's not the way I don't think Mike Bobo wants to call games. I think you get back probably more to a classic Kirby identity with this team where you want to be able to be a little more dominant in the trenches, run the ball. Your defense should be very, very good again, and you're throwing it 25 times, and maybe you're winning 28-14 instead of trying to outscore people. So I would anticipate them looking at Gunnar Stockton saying, hey, just don't lose us games. You know, keep us in games, and we'll, everything else will take care of itself.
Pat Forty joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 The Game, live from SEC Media Days Day 2. I think we get tunnel vision as fans. I'm not a Georgia fan, but I grew up here. I work here in Atlanta. I personally think Kirby Smart's the best coach in college football right now, but we get regioned off, right? College football is a sport that's kind of regional. How's he viewed nationally? Is he viewed as the best nationally as a whole, or does some random guy think, well, no, Ryan Day is better or whatever?
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and I think you have to give him credit being the top active coach in college football. I mean, the results speak for themselves. Obviously, two titles back-to-back, but in the mix every single year. And, you know, if it weren't for the Nick Saban Alabama thing, then who knows how many titles they'd have. But, I mean, I think the pecking order starts with him. We'll see what Ryan Day does here, you know, what they do stacking off of that national championship. They should be really, really good again. Dan Lanning, I think, is a rising star out at Oregon, but they've got to get it done. You know, that was a pretty big flop by them in the playoff last year. Dabo is Dabo.
Freeman, too. I'm keeping my eye on
him. Well, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Marcus Freeman's super impressive, and 3 years into being a college head coach, definitely keep an eye on him. And the NFL's got an eye on him, too, so we'll see how long he's at Notre Dame. But I would start with Kirby, yeah.
We are finishing up with Pat Forty, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. What's your day look like today?
A lot of listening. Yeah. You know, we'll see what everybody has to say. But, again, I put a lot of Diego Pavia in the notebook yesterday. Very engaging young man.
Yeah.
Says his favorite player is Johnny Manziel. It's like, well, of course. He plays like him, kind of acts like him. A big talker. Says he wants to win a national championship. Hello, you're at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to compare and contrast that with what Arch has to say, which I would expect to be not nearly as much, you know. And it's kind of like you've got the guy – nobody's ever paid this much attention to a Vanderbilt player. And then you got the quarterback from Texas who just kind of wants to be left alone. It's funny. It's kind of an interesting juxtaposition.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.